A new idea will turn non-economically viable orange groves into profitable water farms that will help to reduce the outflow of fresh water into Florida's estuaries and will be a source of water during times of drought. Indian River Citrus League's Executive Vice President Doug Bernique and his growers are working with the South Florida Water Management District, the St. Johns River Water Management District, the Fish and Wildlife Services, and the Department of Environmental Protection on getting together the details on this plan so they can secure funding to establish these water farms.
We're seeking funding so that growers all over the state, wherever they are, be it the Gulf or the river or in the interior, if they have a suitable piece of property, can have the option of farming water. And if their grove is no longer viable, they can choose to farm water and become a source of water for the state. So we've done pilot programs in the Indian River area in St. Lucie County, and an abandoned citrus grove can hold a lot of water and can keep it from going to tide in the Indian River Lagoon and ruining the estuaries.
Bernique said they've been conducting trials for 3 years now and have been extremely successful. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Josh McGill.